Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here with a little lesson on interpreting the Bible. The text I'm interested in is John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. Listen to the text in the New American Standard Version. "But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be His worshipers. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth." I'm particularly interested in the prepositional phrase, "in spirit and truth." Because of the little preposition "in" connected with the two nouns, the prepositional phrase has an adverbial force. It becomes, as it were, an adverb in the context of the text. So we must keep this in mind as we look at the prepositional phrase. In the King James Version, or the Authorized Version, the text reads, "in spirit and in truth." This is not a proper rendering of the original language. There are not actually two prepositional phrases, but only one prepositional phrase, "in spirit and truth." Now, when you see this, you should understand that this brings the idea of there being one prepositional phrase brings spirit and truth into close conjunction. Even though this is the case, many Bible teachers and preachers will interpret spirit and truth as two separate things. In other words, in preaching on this text, we might say spirit refers to the inner person, and what God is interested in is sincerity of heart. God is interested in a heart that connects with Him. God is not interested in the confession of the mouth only, speaking to Him with lips only in a formal way, and our hearts being far from Him. No, God wants our hearts to be close to Him. That will be one side. On the other hand, truth we might take to refer to the truth of God given to us in the Bible. As Jesus says later in the Gospel of John, "Your word is truth." And so truth is the revelation of God. And you and I are to worship God from the heart in accordance with the truth revealed in the Bible. This is one way the text has commonly been interpreted and proclaimed. But is this the best way to understand the text? "In spirit and truth," again, is one prepositional phrase. And the word "spirit and truth," in close conjunction as they are, form what we call an hendiadys. Hen, one, through, dia, two, dis, hendiadys. In other words, spirit and truth is a figure of speech using two words referring to one idea or to one thing. Jesus Christ is not referring to two different things in this text, spirit on one hand and truth on the other hand. Jesus Christ is actually referring to one thing, and a way to translate the figure of speech or the hendiadys is that Jesus Christ is interested in truly spiritual worship. We are to worship the Father in a truly spiritual manner. Now, what does this mean? Calvin, it appears, picks up the idea of the Hendiadys in his commentary on John 4 and verses 23 and 24. Listen to a couple of sentences from Calvin. When he, that is Jesus, says that the hour cometh or will come, he teaches that the order handed down by Moses is not for everlasting. When he says that the hour is now come, he puts an end to the ceremonies and so declares that the time of reformation has been fulfilled. To worship in a truly spiritual manner is to set aside the outward forms and ceremonies that point to Jesus Christ and to worship in a way that is more substantive. This is the idea in the text. Calvin goes on to say in the next paragraph, to understand this, we must note the antithesis between spirit and external figures. You see, Calvin is laying stress on the idea of spirit. We are to worship in a truly spiritual manner. To understand this, we must note the antithesis between the spirit and external things, as between the shadow and the substance. The worship of God is said to consist in spirit because it is only the inward faith of the heart that produces prayer and purity of conscience and the denial of ourselves, that we may be given up to obedience of God as holy sacrifices. Truly spiritual worship, understanding in spirit and truth to be adverbial, telling us how we are to worship, and Jesus Christ speaking about one thing, that is worshiping in a truly spiritual manner. And so then Calvin says this, what is it to worship God in spirit and truth appears plainly from what has already been said. It is to remove the coverings of the ancient ceremonies and retain simply what is spiritual in the worship of God. It's like removing the husk from the kernel. Calvin does tell us that the ancient fathers, under the Mosaic administration, were able to worship in a spiritual manner when they looked at the ceremonies as that which pointed them ahead to Christ. And in a sense, then, they peeled back the ceremonies to see the kernel, the nub of the matter, which was, of course, Jesus Christ. And today, we are not to revert to the Old Testament ceremonies and bring them into the worship of God, which is to garner to us the shadow and to ignore the substance. No, we are to worship in a truly spiritual manner. And so, what do we find with regard to John chapter 4 and verses 23 and 24? Jesus is not speaking about two separate things here, worship in spirit, that is, from the inner person, in accordance with truth, that is, the revealed Word of God. Rather, Jesus is speaking about one idea. He's presenting one idea, one thing. We are to worship in a truly spiritual manner. This is the idea of the Hendiadys. And if you properly understand the figures of speech, this will help you in properly interpreting the Scriptures. Thanks for listening.